This podcast contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. That being said, if you are under the age of 21 or you're easily offended, we may suggest that you get your podcast on elsewhere.
This is Wayne Bond from the Matt Lees Band, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
Oh, hi. This is Jay Walsh, Matt Lees Band, among others. And you listen to, what the fuck is it called?
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
But the worst thing I ever done, I missed the father's fake puke at home. And then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then I made a noise like this. And then I dumped it over the side on all the people in the audience. Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other. I never felt so bad in my entire life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the one, the only Legend in My Spare Time. Do it, Reverend. Oh, shit. Guess who's back, boys? It's your boy, Matt motherfucking Lees.
Feels good of course. Every time.
Who else could it be?
Who else could it be?
And my favorite, the one and only, the Reverend Goddamn Davies.
Don't call it a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. I've been here for years.
And this week, the Fabled, because we've talked about him before. We made fun of him last week when he didn't show up. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Brown fever, the chocolate shake.
It's Dan. Dan Dinesh, how do we refer to you, sir?
Dinesh, Dan, Denigma.
Denigma, that's it, Denigma. The Denigma, welcome to the Matt Cave. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time.
Very impressive room, I must say.
Well, thank you.
Man Cave.
It is Man Cave-ish, that's right. It's been through some changes since the Reverend started coming through.
It's
but
clean.
We're getting there now. I know.
You must have Lysol that got rid of some AK cooties.
Yeah, we had AK in here before. An AK is a dirty man.
AK's a dirty man.
Yeah, dirty.
Oh,
so
dirty.
You originally had the Virox, the whole shit.
Pretty much, you're right. Not even, I wouldn't sit in that chair, I'm just saying.
I appreciate that.
Hey, man, usually we used to give guests the fucking bass amp. At least I wasn't like, sit on the amp, motherfucker. Because this first time here.
That fucking thing is uncomfortable.
Me to sit down here, because you did.
Listen, his first time here, he had to sit on the bass amp.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, my scrotum getting tingly.
Yeah, that's AK for you.
You're feeling the love already.
Yeah. He refers to them as souvenirs, not STDs. Ladies, they're just souvenirs. Oh, man. So
take some away.
To prove it.
You do, indeed. Now, tell us, because we 2 weeks ago on this show, the Reverend and I closed by saying, let's go to the Boathouse and pick a random guest host.
And we picked a random guest host.
That's right,
host.
And completely. You were it.
I'm as random as
you were in Birkenstocks and a shawl. You were, though. Get a little closer on that mic. You're hippied right up.
I was not Birkenstocks.
Yeah. You were. Right. There you go. That's
okay.
It.
I had the shawl on.
And you had Birkenstocks
no,
on, bro.
No, not Birkenstocks.
Well, you had.
There
okay.
They were Skechers beach sandals.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus sandals.
They, yeah, they still
you
look like
Birkenstocks. You got to be 65 fucking years old.
I don't know, man.
I just turned 40. Let's not push the envelope.
Fair enough. Fair enough, but you were wearing fucking a shawl.
Are you feeling sensitive about your age?
He always has to have the last word, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's his shawl.
No, actually, you know what? details. No, actually, sensitive about the age, you know what? I am damn proud to have hit 40. I am so
really?
Ecstatic that I hit 40 because, honest to God, there was a time when I didn't think I was going to make it this far. This is like an accomplishment for me.
That's
so.
I can respect that. I'm not looking forward to getting old. You know what junk mail I got? You know what junk mail I got in the mail? I don't mean 40 is old.
I mean,
when I say getting old, I'm assuming like old, like
decrepit.
Hoping I don't piss myself before I get to the toilet.
Yeah, that would be
hopefully I'll die in a tour bus before then. But
you've done that when you've been smashed out of your head a few times.
There's only one time where I wasn't quite sure whether or not I'd pissed my pants.
Wow.
And I went to my buddy Greg to be my boy and be like, yo, man, stick your hand in my pants and tell me if I pissed myself.
Oh, and did God. Greg...
No, Greg declined. What an asshole. But the
no,
other day,
he ain't an asshole, man.
Yeah, he.
I think you're an asshole
wait.
For asking him.
That's fair. That's fair. I got junk mail in the mailbox the other day that I've never gotten before, and it said, "Come and take a tour and see all the beauty that is the Waterloo Retirement Village."
Nice.
How do I get that shit?
Wow.
Because you know they do research on who they send this shit to.
Well, what do you think that... how much do you think it costs to live there?
I don't know. I think it'll be pretty cool.
You know what they do? It's not how much it costs to live there. You hand over all your money.
Yeah.
You hand over...
Well, no, not necessarily.
I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
You hand over literally all your income and all your savings and everything else, and they take care of you for the rest of your life.
Because it would be pretty sweet to move in there now. In a way,
yeah, in part, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
just like
you get a wheelchair, get wheeled around. Yeah.
But, now when you say they have
get
all
your
money,
elderly on,
gets your freaky old
and
ladies.
You know the
on.
Experience.
Yeah, you know the, but the reason that old ladies don't, for a while. You know the reason that old ladies don't get laid, though, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, take a cheeseburger, put it in the microwave for a minute, and then try to spread that shit apart. Okay, that's why old ladies don't get laid.
Honest to God, I never thought I would become a vegetarian until this fucking moment. Thank you very much, man.
But, oh, shit. What? Where was I going with that? Motherfucker.
I don't know, man. You got some mail.
That's horrible.
Fuck your ass up.
You sick. You sick bastard.
Wait.
No.
I did not get any hate mail for telling the Eskimo joke last week.
We'll tell
oh, you
again.
Left it on.
Yeah,
you
I
obviously
did
it wrong.
I didn't mean to tell it. I didn't mean to leave it in.
Ouch.
But since I've been pre-mixing this thing with the bed music behind us already, I'm getting real lazy, man. Because I'm not spending 2 hours going back and adding in shit anymore.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that bad of a joke.
It was pretty... There's a line, right? and that was towing the line. So you might have went over. I don't know, depending on who the
Then again, our
are.
Listeners are all behind us like by 6 weeks at least, so...
So did we... Yeah. What response did you get?
None. But again, most of our listeners are a couple weeks behind us. So
we still
got
to wait for the hate.
Yeah, we got to
so
wait for the hate.
Maybe you should just say the joke again. And
I don't think I should.
No, Jeff? No, not again. We'll tell it to you later,
okay,
mister.
Sure.
Right, off air.
Just in case somebody's offended, I don't want to do it again.
Because okay.
Okay. We're not allowed to apologize anymore.
I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. He learned quicker than Andy.
It's always satisfying. Oh, yeah, Andy.
It took Andy a while to figure out, open your beer on mic, asshole. He'd be like, "Oh, sorry."
Don't be dissing, Andy.
Listen, you don't know. The thing
you
that
you don't know.
I don't know the good side.
You haven't been in this room with the door closed with Andy talking about girls he's hung out with, and me and him are both squirming
for an hour, dude. You start getting itchy after a while.
Oh,
yeah, like
15 minutes
You can go back and listen to the old episode, but the time when he thought he was with Peter, but was actually... Wait, he thought he was with Mary, but he was actually with
Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna have one of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know,
what
was that movie? What was that movie? Let's Narrow the Universe Down.
Oh,
shit,
The Crying Game.
With the Prince,
Game. Andy had a crying game moment.
He really
had an exact, very, very similar.
It didn't end in the bathtub crying, and ended him with him trying to get his
boots. Well, you don't
on.
Know that.
He
you
left
there. I mean, the man could have been squealing for
I think he
minutes.
Left running without his boots.
Yeah, he was just like, fuck this, I'm out.
No!
They were very comfortable anyway.
And he said that the voice that he'd been hearing all night that was, hey, baby, turned into,
hey! Where you going, motherfucker?
Motherfucker!
Where
you going?
Come over here. Hey, boy.
I ain't got my rocks on yet.
That's an Eddie Murphy moment.
You look mighty cute in them jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Now come over here and fuck me up the ass. That's
geez.
Eddie Murphy. I know you don't like the homo jokes.
No, I like Eddie Murphy, though.
The Delirious.
I love me.
Delirious.
Delirious.
Yeah. Goonie Goo Goo.
I got some ice cream. I got some ice cream. I got some ice. And you can't afford it.
Because you're on welfare.
All right.
And your daddy is an alcoholic.
And then
one
ice
lick?
Cream.
Psych.
The ice cream falls on the ground. Motherfucking Eddie Murphy.
Oh. You dropped your ice cream.
We don't want to just regurgitate stand-up for an hour.
No.
Because we will get hate mail.
So was that the first one from him, or was it the second? There's
no,
Delirious
the
and Raw, right?
Delirious
Raw
and Raw.
Raw was the second. Delirious was the one where he actually asked the crowd, so how many kids in the audience? How many kids? And you know, quite a few clap, and he said, oh, shit.
Oh shit! I ain't doing no buckwheat up here,
y'all motherfucker. Thought I was gonna be doing Ote and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't think I was gonna do it? Nigger's ass is this big, man.
So how many minutes? 9 minutes in, and you drop the N bomb.
I'm so sorry.
Now, please, wait. No.
No, no.
Describe yourself from a legal standpoint.
I don't think that counts anyways.
From a legal standpoint. I'm what the hell am I?
You're allowed to drop the M-bomb.
I'm of color.
He looks like he's the guy from Sum 41, only wiser.
Oh my god.
And a little more handsome.
Bigger.
Well, yes, but I'm not going
to longer hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo man, where are you going with this?
I don't know. I'm
totally just sidetracked.
Ladies,
you said handsome.
I didn't say anything stereotypical.
You said handsome.
Didn't he say handsome?
Because when I said Sum 41, he gave me the stink eye and I mean,
I appreciate it. No. I am of color.
He's a big angry man.
I'm a big brown.
He's an FBI.
I'm a big looking brown.
Fucking
man.
Big Indian.
how long were you waiting to drop that one?
Okay.
Well, I dropped it last week when we were cutting him up for not showing up.
It's like, how well do I have to know this guy before I can call him a fucking big Indian?
That's classic.
Didn't I tell you the first night I met you that I thought you should be a WWF wrestler?
Actually, mm-hmm. you had interest in being the manager,
right?
And you actually had it all planned out in mm-hmm. a matter of what?
He always does this.
28.9 seconds. He mm-hmm. was giving me the whole career.
Like, I gave him one too.
I think he could be in WWF.
Right?
He could be Dr. Suresh. That would be Dr. Suresh.
No, I would actually Dr. Vijay Bhandari would be
Mohinder Suresh.
Mahinder's good. I got a cousin's name Mahinder. Yeah.
That's okay. The character from Heroes, right? He's super strong and super fast.
I've never seen Heroes.
No?
No.
I just got into it because, well, it's
super
legally...
Super strong,
it's,
super fast, except when it comes to women, but, you know.
Yeah.
You legally acquired it, didn't you?
I legally acquired it.
So, criminal. Sorry about the N-word. And it's
no, hey, man.
I'm a big Tupac fan.
You should... Yeah. Yo, I'm not racist. I love hip-hop.
I'm not racist.
Fair enough. So do I. Reverend, what's new and exciting? What have you been doing with yourself?
New and exciting. We had a last minute show at Kennedy's on Saturday, which was awesome because we packed up by midnight,
mm-hmm.
or actually by 11, and I was able to catch the GSP fight versus Dan Hardy.
Right.
GSP mauled him like I thought he would. So.
Fair enough.
One big up for the Canadians versus the Limeys.
That's great, but I still think anytime you are packing up your musical gear before midnight is a travesty to the crowd, man.
Fair enough.
No, if you've ever heard this man play.
Well, thank you.
Wait, he didn't compliment you yet.
Oh,
maybe he was going to finish with, if you ever heard this man play, everybody's
it's
gone by
midnight. Fucking thing.
Everyone's gone by midnight. No, I'm sure he wasn't saying that. I'm just putting it out.
No, actually, when the first time I ever heard the Reverend and Andy. Yeah.
The Sally Chancer.
The Sally Chancer, that's right. The first time I ever heard them play, I blew my shit away.
Oh, thanks, bro.
I really, and actually, Matt, I've been asking Matt to jam for a long time. I'd like to go on record as saying, and every time he fucking sideswipes my ass and says, you know, I got the podcast, I got work.
Yeah, man, I do. And in my defense, motherfucker, the
so
one
as
time...
as much as you cut my ass up last week?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm here. Retribution is
that's
the
fair.
Key word, baby.
That's fair. You get all the retribution you want, because when it's over, I'm still going to be Matt
that's
Lee's
right.
motherfucker.
Pussy.
No, what do you call me a pussy for?
don't
throw that word out yet.
let's throw it all out.
Let's
right
just do it
now.
Right now.
Let's just drop the bomb.
We weren't gonna just drop this on you, but I think we should tell the story about how you once threatened my life.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Absolutely.
Talk into the mic, by the way.
Oh no. Threatened.
I'm gonna
wife?
Get my retribution.
That's right.
My mic's
over here. That's right.
Just kidding.
Yeah, Matt got some hate mail.
Don't you remember?
I was at home laughing.
Yeah, you were.
I actually had to email him and say, what the fuck did you say?
I was frantically trying to call you.
Oh, dude, it was on Facebook.
Yeah,
because
it was on Facebook, and he just, I don't know what happened, but he said something.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what I said.
Just pissed me.
Okay, yeah, it really did. Here's exactly what happened. Danny Boy here had a really, really sweet post. It was an anniversary of some kind.
I love you, lady.
So the post was like, I'm the luckiest man in the world, blah, blah, blah. I wake up with the most beautiful woman, blah, blah. Very nice letter.
Mm-hmm.
But me being the guy that I am, and anybody who's listened to this show.
It was sweet and heartfelt.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, and this was not long after Matt and I met.
Right, so probably, to be fair, I didn't know him well enough to know this was cool.
Yeah, and I didn't know Matt well enough to know what his
right.
usual demeanor was.
So it's this long, really nice Facebook post to which I respond with simply, pussy. Which even you now, you know it's funny.
Yeah, you know you deserved it.
No, absolutely. You know what? Hindsight being 2020.
But, dude, You being FBI means I was like, this guy's going to kill me.
You know how long it took me to write that shit?
And then I was just like, pussy.
I know, because it took us a fucking long time to read it.
But then your letter back was something like, don't you ever disrespect a man's love for his family, boy.
We're going to talk.
Yeah, I was
son.
Like, I plan on talking to you about this in person. Yep. And I was like, yo, this big fucking Indian guy's going to kill me. And I was just kidding. So then immediately I write back to you and I'm like, send me your phone number. We got to fix this. Because I knew.
No. And we did.
I knew 10 seconds on the phone. I'd be like, listen, bro. That's not how I meant it.
Yeah, no.
And anybody who knows me knows that's not how I meant it. But then there was also somebody sticking up for you that came at me pretty harsh and said that I was a bigot and I was probably the same kind of person that would refer to my friends as faggots.
It was probably one of my
And you are!
And you are! Oh my God, they begged it!
Oh man, to which I was basically like, listen, we already talked about this. Why don't you mind your own business? It wasn't rude to her, but she ripped on me quite a bit.
Yeah, but you know what? And to be fair, you know what? The same thing, like the retard thing, how you don't call a retard a retard. You call your friends retard.
Yeah.
Same thing goes for faggots.
Right.
You don't call a fag a fag.
That's right.
But you call your friends a faggot.
That's right. Reverend, you're a faggot. It's the same when, and it's the same when you and I call each other pussy.
Oh, so that's true.
It doesn't
so
mean
true.
I'm referring to you as a woman, which no. is what I think I explained to your friend who it's jumped on me a little. I was like, I wasn't referring to him as the actual piece of the woman's body. Like, I wasn't saying, you're a vagina. I was saying pussy, which pussy. Again,
you're whipped.
It's funny. Everybody I've told that story to, the first thing they do is laugh, and then they say, "So did he beat your ass or what?"
No,
but we wound up making up, and you know me better now to know that I, you know, I went for the cheap joke.
No, I think that's. I think honestly, I think that anybody that writes something that sweet, any man who writes anything that sweet on Facebook for the world to see.
Is opening yourself
any
up.
Any friend of his is going to say,
Pussy.
Right.
Yeah. That you know, or something along those lines. Faggot.
Right. Yeah. Oh, isn't that fucking sweet? You want a fucking cookie?
Exactly. Because guys rip on each other.
Yeah.
Man.
And just so you know, the Reverend isn't into the lovey-dovey. No, not with his boys.
Not like that. I think that I don't have to be.
No, but even like his scenario, he deserved a little bit of a poke. But even our friend JV Gravy, who shattered his collarbone skiing, and his friends all went over to his house, brought him beer, and visited with him, played movies for him, whatever, right?
Yeah, they really took care of him.
Yeah, he had a Facebook post.
Apparently.
He had a Facebook post that said, I have the best friends ever, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
To immediately, the Reverend's like, pussy.
That's right. You want a fucking cookie? You're going to invite them over. You're going to get helps and love.
I have the best friends ever.
Shut the fuck up and have a beer.
That being said, this week is brought to you by Pabst Blue Risen and Ribbon and Coors Light.
Absolutely.
Coors Light is the retard beer.
Oh, cheers, but I also got to do a beer run.
Beer run.
Damn. You know what, I am the guest. Good so
No, you still got some.
No.
All right.
Not enough.
So all right, fair enough. So we're going to consider the whole pussy incident.
Yeah. So to finish on that, we're square, right? Oh. Like, you're not going to try to kill me one night?
He's harboring.
I mean, really.
Uh-oh, he's looming over Matt.
I mean...
No, Devigma, no! Oh, my God!
It's all right.
Don't do that.
Bro, shut up, man. His eye will go
back
in.
Put his testicles down!
Oh, shit.
We good, brother.
All right, we good. Thank you. Now go get me a beer, motherfucker.
I never thought that there was any lingering resentment, but...
Honestly, God, I haven't thought of that since this happened.
It's just such a funny story.
Dude.
It is, really, because... He's such a fucking asshole.
Yes. But a funny asshole, right?
Yes.
Matt Lee's...
No, looks aren't everything.
Oh, Matt 1, right. Dan 0. That's what I'd say. Zing, motherfucker. Oh, dude, I remember telling you that story. I was convinced he was going to kill me.
Well, I everything was online except for what you said. So it was this big question mark. Like, oh, my God.
Like,
what?
He must have said something outlandish.
What? Because it got deleted. So it's like, what on earth could Matt have said... To offend so many people so fast, because I came in maybe about an hour after it happened.
Yeah, and
I didn't know what Matt had said because he had deleted it. Thank you very much, sir.
And it was just a stream of hate mail.
Oh, it was awesome.
All right.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Sunshine is coming down.
Beer is good for you.
Fuck, I love beer.
A carbonated
beverage of the malt and that, barley persuasion.
That's right. That is the biggest perk of being a musician.
Is beer.
Is that we get to drink at work all the fucking
it's like,
time.
It's my job to have a shot with those people.
If I don't, I'm not working.
And what kind of musician would you be by ignoring that?
Right.
That
that's
aspect?
Right. That being said, I got a funny story that I got through email.
I was hoping you said you have a shot, but
well, no, we could do a shot at the Boathouse though.
All right, let's
unless
do
you want to take a shot of sour raspberry sourpuss.
Sourpuss.
But the reverend being the reverend being a man's man, I don't see him drinking sourpuss.
I'll drink anything that has a percentage.
I left my ex 18 years ago. Haven't had sourpuss since.
Fair so enough.
Don't want to go back there.
Was it apple or raspberry?
Yeah, dude, I don't
even
got raspberry. What color was it?
It was white.
It wasn't a race.
I don't
thing.
Like dark meat.
There's, no, there's no white sourpuss.
You want to bet?
Well, yeah, I do. You don't like dark meat.
Well, no. What the hell else do you want me to say? Right, can't say the other, right?
I don't want to debate over women drinks with you, because then we're just opening ourselves up.
First so, drinks. Yeah.
I have no idea. There could very well be a white sourpuss.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
But there isn't.
Who knows? I don't know. If
there isn't.
Critical there's mass. Green and there's red, right?
When you've had the critical
and blue
mass,
at bars.
When you've had the critical mass that one other has had, you uh-huh. are able to compare ratios appropriately.
Fair enough. I don't really know what that means, but I'm gonna let it go, man.
That's math.
I mean, that sounds like that sounds like math.
There you go.
Yeah, but that also
wait,
but that all
that's what that means. That means I'm twice your age and have had twice.
That
the
means
pussy.
That means your balls are twice as old as mine. You hear that, ladies? 80 years of balls right here.
80.
40 each.
Yeah, I got references, baby.
You no, the best way to drink a shot is straight. Whatever it is,
absolutely.
Make it hard and make it straight. Actually, when I drink anything. I drink it the way it comes out of the bottle. Maybe mm-hmm. I add ice.
You know, that's right. Very phallic. You know? Think about that for just a moment.
That's why I don't eat hot dogs.
Well, listen to what he just said.
Yeah.
I
know.
Whatever. Hard I and straight.
I can, you know.
That's what she said.
There are a lot of people in the world that I know love some dick and wouldn't be surprised if they love dick. This man is the furthest thing from enjoying dick.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he doesn't mind a cuddle now and again. He gives
not
me a nice hug now and again.
Wrong with that.
But I think I'm secure in myself.
I think he only humors me by giving me a hug, though.
No. You're cuddly.
Because I'm a hugger. And the boys I'm going to visit down in Iowa, it turns out they are not huggers. And it's a good thing I learned that in advance, right?
Iowa, there's no hugging going on
it's,
in Iowa.
It's fucking Kirk country and shit.
You got to watch your hugs.
So you pound it, right? Pound it!
And that also, you know... I emailed ahead of time to ask all these guys that are coming to my show in Iowa what size t-shirts they need. All of them, double XL.
Oh,
most
really?
Of them were like, sleeveless if you can. And I'm like, how about we'll cut the sleeves off together? It'll be like a bonding moment. So, picture this. It's going to be Matt Lee's live
fuck
at the birth.
The beer. Let's cut some sleeves off some t-shirts.
Is this like farm country you're going
to? It's pretty close, buddy.
Wait, Waterloo, Iowa, right?
Waterloo, Iowa.
I hate Waterloo, Iowa.
Why?
And here
why
is
Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo, Iowa, especially as a matter of fact.
Wait, Reverend, just pause for a second.
Okay.
I fully realize that you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see these guys
for 10 days. Don't get me killed. I'm not going to get you killed. Maybe I'll get an extra shot bot for you on my behalf, because this is why I hate Waterloo, Iowa.
Here it comes.
Because there was a company in Woodstock, Ontario, Canada, named Timberjack. That was running for probably close to 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Placed,
forestry equipment.
I placed a couple of engineers with them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Forestry equipment.
Uh-huh.
Basically, John Deere bought FMG Timberjack, and within the law, they had to keep it open for 5 years as a minimum.
Yep.
They kept it open for 5 years and closed it on the day that contract was.
You're absolutely right. They closed it on the 50th year anniversary date.
Yes.
And moved the shit to Iowa.
Waterloo, Iowa. John Deere. Hold on. My father worked there for 30 fucking years.
Really?
And so wait. Got forced into retirement.
Holy shit. How does this shit work out?
It's Zen or karma or something. I don't know.
The fact that his
what's going to happen now is that you, Matt Leese, are going to reap the karma.
Uh-huh. You want me to piss on the stage when I'm there?
No, dude.
I will go to the John Deere plant.
No, you're
piss
already
going to
get beat.
Want.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I don't think that they deserve to beat Matt Leese. I'm just saying that there's a reason why I have something against.
That's fair.
You know, because all of those jobs, you know, right, and they there. Were and
but you gotta understand that's not Waterloo, Iowa's fault.
And you know, you gotta be real careful. Okay.
I don't hate Waterloo, Iowa. I'll retract that.
No, you hate
John
Deere.
I won't apologize. I hate John Deere. I don't hate Waterloo, Iowa.
Moving from the green to the blue, folks.
In all honesty, I think we have to have listeners who friends and family members at the very least work for John Deere in Waterloo, Iowa.
Okay, well,
based on who listens to the show. I have to assume we have at least a couple.
Well, okay. Well, if they got their job within the last 5 years, it might have been because my dad got fucked over by that company.
So, I lost my job to a white man, which looks just like you.
But in that's right. So here's the redeeming quality of all of that.
Other than Zach, Weller, Jenny, Joe, all our friends there, that's a redeeming quality.
That's all our friends in Waterloo, Iowa, are redeeming.
Well, okay, I'm just saying on a
except
bigger,
for Weller, fuck you, Weller.
On a bigger and maybe more personal note, the redemption of it all is that was the moment that I decided I'm not working for a company because you can't trust a fucking company.
Amen.
Oh, hey, amen to that. You got that right.
And then my father came to work with me last year.
Right.
So.
Which is really
that's
cool.
Big Papa. That's Big Papa.
That's Old Man Davies. Old that's man right. Davies. Big Papa.
Remember,
he's a large mammal.
We were talking about him last week, and I referred to him as Old Man Davies, and then immediately rethought.
I said it first.
Okay, all right. But I immediately rethought the respect process, and I was like, what is Mr. Davies going to want to be referred to as?
Probably not old man.
Because I grew up in England, right? Like, when I went to school in England when I was a little kid.
That explains a lot.
Hey, man. You don't need to bring it there. I'm just kidding. But when I grew up in school, like, your teachers were Mr. and Mrs., and you showed your elders fucking respect.
Absolutely.
And I still, to this day, even at the job that I have, I interact with many different people. But I have access to see their date of birth when I first talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
If the date of birth is before the date my parents were born, I immediately speak to this person differently.
Switch.
Because I'm like, yes, sir, how can I help you, sir? If it's a guy born the same year as me, I'm like, hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you know how to talk to them, right?
Right. Yep. And I've never
You know what
ever.
They expect.
I right. got four sons, and when a lady or an elderly person enters the room, they stand up.
And that's, see, good for you,
that's
man.
Important.
Because people these days do not teach their kids respect and shit. I don't want to do the grumpy old man again. Because we did the grumpy old man thing a little bit last week.
Did we?
But I'm not even kidding. Kids these days are fucked in the head, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I threw out the invite to my dad anyways. He's gonna.
Oh, yeah? Was he like, no?
No, we'll set up a time.
That's awesome.
We'll have some beers. It'll be a little
so
earlier
excited.
Than usual.
That's cool, though. That's cool. I'm down, man.
I'll make sure my ma's around to take care of the kid and drive him home.
Perfect. You know it, folks. Coming soon, Old Man Reverend. Old Man Davies.
Not Old Man. Why are you going Old Man, man? Senior Rev.
No, I just think Old Man Reverend sounds like a funny name, or Old Man Davies. It's a cool name.
Sure. He might have a name that he wants to be called.
Yeah, he might be like, you call me sir, boy.
You call me this.
To which the whole time I'd be like.
I so love that. That would be just cool.
Again, to him, I'd be like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're
no,
the elder.
Sir,
I'm going to respect you. You raised this man right here. I must respect you. Fair enough. And that being said, he'd probably punch me in the face if I was stepped out of line. Because he's old school.
I can assume
just by his age that he's old school, like my grandparents.
Yeah. Well, he's not a...
am I stepping up? Okay,
no, that's fine. He just turned 60, like last week.
Okay,
nice.
So
happy birthday! So,
happy birthday!
When was his birthday, Dad? When was his birthday?
The 21st.
21st.
So. Here's the other problem.
Happy birthday, Dad!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you, Dinesh, as well.
Yeah, it was Dan's birthday too.
It was a big 4-0, babies.
That's right.
We talked about this.
You got 80 years of balls in
your
belt.
6-0, 4-0.
I guess I just don't think of age.
I could care less about.
So
age.
I automatically assume that you're older than me because you have a wife and a kid. So that automatically made your dad much older.
Yeah.
A little bit, I think.
Yeah, I'm 32.
I'm 28.
Oh, yeah, so that's...
God.
Dude, it's all downhill after 25, man.
Oh, man, no way.
Young fuckers.
30's the new 20, right?
Dude, 40 is where it is at.
Dude, I'm losing my hair.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're losing your hair.
It's fucking thinning right now.
Doesn't look like it.
Look at that. I didn't have these two
fucking he's got bumps the two right handles. There.
The widow's
receding
peak.
Bumps.
Yeah, I didn't have that before.
No.
As soon as I start to lose my hair enough that I can't style it, I'm just going to shave my head.
How are you for growing facial hair?
It's blotchy.
Yeah, me. Well, you've seen it.
I got a few little spots where it's just kind of shady. For a country
I
show.
I shaved this morning.
This is a month.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah. No, the brown folk grow facial hair. For sure. There's no doubt about
men
that.
Men and women.
This is. the theory, I got 1,001 theories, but my theory now is that if you're from a colder climate, you grow less body hair. Because I think that the body hair protects you against the sun.
It makes perfect sense.
Right?
Sure. However,
I would have thought the opposite.
I would have thought you grew hair to stay warm.
No.
Well, here's the thing. You get close to the sun, it burns the hair off.
Maybe.
That being said, it's a physical barrier. Been a brown man, right?
He was just well tanned.
I don't know. All the paintings
he's a white dude.
He's white with blue eyes. Who's going to breed with him anyways?
And everybody just looks at him and they're like, that ain't what Jesus
is. Have you been to the local synagogue? Not many white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people there.
Well, I imagine not.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Jewish people. I love
I knew a Jewish guy once. Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the documentaries I watched actually said, you know, the majority of the world thinks of Christ as blonde hair, blue eyed, fair, you know, white skinned, Caucasian, right? But look at the region he was born in.
Right.
Olive skin, you know, maybe hazel eyes, but probably brown eyes.
Yep.
You know, dark hair.
Yeah.
Bearded. Nothing, you know, not like.
He would have had all the breedable qualities.
Do you think he would
of the Reverend Dam that the Reverend Dam Davies looks for?
Is against. You're against me.
No offense, Matt, but
if he had
Dan Egma up to speed here.
Just let's quickly say hypothetically.
Okay.
The Reverend had a daughter or a sister or somebody comparable to my age who was interested in dating me.
Right.
The Reverend's advice to them would be, don't date him and don't breed with him. Because
you can date him, just don't breed with him.
Right, because I'm blonde hair, blue eyed. Apparently, that makes me the weaker race.
And
weaker
fair skin.
That's what, according to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now help me understand this.
It's all about defense, man. The natural defenses against the elements.
Like the sun and shit. Like if you're always going to get burned in the sun,
right.
You're weak. So maybe, I guess so. That being said,
all right,
you'd
so
be
what
more
you're saying is your sensitivity to the natural elements,
absolutely. Right? So blonde hair, blue eyed, fair people are more weak
because of this problems and the whatever.
And I'm Welsh, so you definitely don't want to breed with me.
I'm
because the Welsh are the guys who didn't show up to the war, right? Like,
we could go to war,
or we could just have a beer. You can get shot.
Well, in that choice, I'm completely with the Welsh. Have you seen Catherine Zeta-Jones lately?
Yeah, she's a.
Don't say you don't want to breed.
But she's got. Well. She's got all the.
Floyd was Welsh.
But she's got all the qualities of a breeder.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to listen.
Lord, have
I have to take. Listen, I don't want to do the Welsh thing, but I have to take a point against.
I love
this.
The Welsh.
Catherine Zeta-Jones was born and raised in a town probably about 20 minutes from where I was born and raised.
Really?
But when I saw Bitch on the Oscars, she had an American accent. She chose her allegiances.
Look at who the fuck she married.
Wait, you see her on TV in Britain. And she has a hardcore Welsh accent. Okay. You go on TV in America and you have to be somebody different? No, fuck you. You're either Welsh or you're not. Same with Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins played fucking Hannibal Lecter. I will always respect that. Hello, Clarice.
What?
But you know what? You were Welsh. You rebunked that to become American. Fuck you.
No, that is all. Anthony Hopkins, I gotta disagree with A.H. Only because he still, I think, partially resides in Wales.
No, he doesn't. He lives in the States.
He took owns a mountain there?
I could probably own a mountain in Wales.
Well, damn it, he still got something.
Listen, here's my books on it. Whether you are any culture in the world, if you take out citizenship, permanent citizenship in another country, that's the country you live in.
Absolutely.
Now,
However, let me interject. Just one sec.
Okay.
Look at it from another perspective. Marketability. Okay? She's Welsh. She's always been proud of the fact that she's Welsh. In any interview that you've ever watched, and that I've seen, I should say, that has asked her about her background, she's absolutely proud of the fact that she's Welsh. However, in the North American market, and coming from someone who moved to the States from Canada, lived there for 3 years, and got asked questions like, okay, I'm East Indian, and someone actually asked me, is everybody in Canada as well-tanned as you? you know what I mean? I'm afraid to say there's a certain ignorance.
There is. I have been asked if our cops ride horses.
Thank you.
I'm not even kidding.
From a PR, for lack of a better term, perspective, I mean, her choosing a more American accent. Don't forget, in most of the roles that she has played, she has had to put away that accent.
You're right. Okay, right? I'm with you.
So maybe it's force of habit.
That's fair.
Maybe it's just relating to her audience in the North American market.
But that being said, if I went to do a fucking show in India, and was like, my name is Matt Lees and this is called Lois Lane.
I would laugh.
Not acceptable though, right?
I would fucking be so proud of you.
Because they'd be
oh
like,
my God.
Because they would look at me and be like, he's not Indian. He is pretending.
Yeah, but he knows an FBI.
No slushy for him.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
But I think because I would say
you know what? I would be there and I would be fucking cheering you on.
You're more Canadian anyways.
It's true, but I've lived here more than half my life now. Yep. But my culture and my heart will always be British.
Your formative years.
That being said, I still hold a British passport and always will till the day I die.
I hope you do. Good.
Your formative years were spent in Canada. So therefore, you know what? The Canadian sense of humor is ingrained
right.
in you.
Yeah. But also the British sense of humor.
But also the British sense of
humor. Because my dad is a sarcastic son of a bitch.
Good.
Dry. Listen, you seriously spend one pint with my dad, and you'll be like, I kind of see where Matt gets
I love dry humor.
Not 10 minutes with his dad,
you'll
folks,
meet him when
but a pint. Time is measured by pints.
Right. He lives in Wales now, so time is measured in pints. It's not like, hey, if you sat down with my dad, it's like, have a pint with my dad.
Oh, man, I'm...
We ain't going to be here.
The last time we were there on New Year's Day,
I'll be there in about 3.5 pints. Thank you.
That's right. Exactly. We could measure time by that right now. Let's imagine hypothetically the phone rings and it's Dave K. And he says, okay, I'll be there in about 3 pints.
Nice.
Looking at this, we could measure that in time.
We could measure
absolutely.
That in time.
Yeah, but
actually, speaking of pints, I got to run and do a beer run. Who's ready? Matt Lees is.
I'm ready. I'm drinking ready. Fast today.
Good. Yeah, you are.
Oh, wait. No, I'm not. I still got a full one. I was so impressed with myself.
Well, I'll grab two then.
Just two for now.
Okay.
I'm a slow drinker, folks. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't like to drink. I just like to drink on my own tempo. That being said, for anybody listening down in Iowa, we already mentioned you guys are all double XL motherfuckers. Don't think I'm drinking as much as you when I'm down there. I know you're listening right now. Don't think I can keep up. They can't think I can keep up with them, right?
Well, see, here's the thing. If in beer, you probably could.
Yeah, because they're drinking American beer.
Because they're drinking American beer.
Yeah.
Pussy. Right? Facts are facts.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing prejudiced about it, folks.
Weller from Misinformation often says, you don't know the facts. And in this case, we do know the facts.
We do know the facts.
Our beer is hairier. It's got hairier balls than your beer.
Thank you very much. And it is a higher alcohol content.
Right. And I drank Miller Lite once.
Once.
You know what else? You know, what's the worst beer you've ever tasted? Do you have
one? Brador. It's a... Oh, good Lord. Yeah? I'm emotionally scarred from that experience.
Wow.
Because I shotgunned the fucking thing. If you take a sip, it feels like it's an ale, first of all.
Right.
So it's not going to be as smooth as
like
a lager.
Steam whistle.
Mm-hmm. Like a steam, yeah.
I love steam whistle.
Steam whistle's an ale?
I think.
I don't think so. That's
steam
a lager.
Steam whistle Pilsner?
It's a lager.
I don't really know anything about
beer. Anyways, Brador, you take a sip, it tastes like sandpaper. It feels like sandpaper going down. Can you imagine shotgunning the fucker?
No.
You know what? Shotgunning.
I think that's what turned me brown.
Shotgunning is a
could be because you were white last time I met you. You were a white
well,
man.
I'm surprised I'm not brown, to be honest, because all that I really drink is dark Guinness. It has to be.
Oh, Guinness is fucking disgusting.
Light cannot come through it for it to
you
be worth
kidding
drinking.
Me? A Welsh man saying
I know.
That Guinness is.
Well,
oh my God! To all the audience out there, I never thought I'd meet someone from the United Kingdom that would not like Guinness.
I know. I assure you, my grandmother is ashamed of me, but. Yeah. Guinness, if I want to drink gasoline, I'll just fucking stick a hose in a gas tank and siphon some gas.
What about Kilkenny?
No.
Is that why your hair is the way it is?
Could be. But you've seen the beer I drink. It's always light.
You like the pale.
My favorite beer is Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Here's my favorite thing to do. You put a Stella in the freezer. In the freezer for as long as possible.
We enjoyed
so
a couple
it's got,
Stellas.
Yeah, so it's got the ice shards in it almost. And the best thing about visiting my parents, one of the best things is Stella is not technically an import there. It's not as much of an import
as
it is here. So you can get it for like $2 a pint.
It's just a train ride away.
That's right.
Shit, yeah.
I can remember, you'll appreciate this. We went to a local curry pub to have curry night.
You'll appreciate this.
He was pointing to the Reverend Jeff Davies when he said that, actually. Completely fucking bypassed me.
So like, you'll appreciate this.
Fuck, am I brown or something?
Curry.
It's like it's got going.
Sitting on a mat.
You'll appreciate this. I was watching Leave It to Beaver last week. And no, but I know you like curry because you and I have talked about spicy food before, haven't we?
I like some curry. I don't like all curries.
Did we not have a long talk about spicy food?
Yeah, we did.
Fair enough.
I've tried to forget that conversation.
Well, okay, then what I did just now was purely race-based. I definitely stereotyped you and just pointed you out based purely on your skin color.
Dude,
but
you're talking to someone who has to fucking practice the brown man's accent. Like,
yeah, I've heard it.
How are you doing today?
Okay. Yeah, I've heard it.
No, white people do it better than
love.
I do, for God's sake.
Well, probably.
I've heard you sing Bon Jovi in an Indian accent. I'm just saying.
You have?
Yes.
I thought that was a dream.
You were also the motherfucker who said, hey, man, come up and play some songs with me. I got some tabs for you. I was like, sure, I'll do it because I like you. I respect you. And this motherfucker, Dinesh, right here.
Danish.
Thank you. It's not Dinesh?
No.
Then why do people call you Dan?
Because
shouldn't they call you Don?
No, it's easier. That's all.
See, this is why nicknames confuse the fuck out of me. How do you get Dan from Don? How do you say it? Donesh. I'm just going to call you Sir.
Just call me Dan.
Thank you. So we're in this pub in England, and I decide to show my family how hairy my balls are. And I order.
Because that's normal.
Yeah, that's normal, yeah.
When you're in Wales, do as the Welsh.
So
look
I decide.
The hair on my balls!
So I decide to. Look at that, Mom! Look at that!
Look! I grew another!
Yeah, that's Scottish.
I'm pasty white with blue eyes, and look at the hair on my balls!
Oh, shit.
Oh. Long live the Welsh, man.
So we're at a curry night, okay?
Only half.
You get a curry and your first pint for like £5, which is like $10. And we're talking like.
A mass
big
amount.
Plate of curry with rice and naan bread.
Oh, very good.
Naan bread. So, naan bread.
I do love the naan. Yeah.
Matt motherfucking Lees decides to order the 5-star chili, hottest one on the menu.
Please don't say naan bread.
Why not?
Just say naan.
Naan?
That's
what
like
did I say?
Bread.
Yeah, but I said it in it. Really?
Really.
But bread to the bread. White folk.
So like,
no,
when
I know to the white folk, but that's what I'm telling you because so I don't want you to sound. You
that's
know.
I like it. Okay, so naan.
Yeah.
So naan is bread.
Naan
so
is bread.
Fair enough.
It's just a different type of bread that's cooked a different
yeah.
way. It's a
I
really
make burgers
cool.
with it. Yeah.
It's yummy.
Think about this. It's a clay pot. It's a 3.5 foot high to 4 foot clay pot, a clay oven that they cook naan in, or tandoori. Anything if you hear tandoori chicken or anything like that. This oven is called a tandoor. Okay, and the beauty about this thing is once they light it, they don't ever let it off.
Right.
You know, because as soon as it turns off and cools to a certain point, it cracks. So they always have to have it on. So what they do is there's about an opening at the top of it about a foot and a half, 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
And then the bottom, there's a center, there's the fire. And then there's about a 6 to 10 inch rim around the fire where you can actually place things. So they get the fire going really nice and hot. And then they put the meat that they want to cook right around, inside, right around the fire, okay? And then the naan is actually dough that they stretch out, slap on a hook, reach in, and slap it up against the wall of the oven.
I've seen that in videos and stuff
If you go to Gerard Street, man, there's like a couple of restaurants there where you can see the guy doing it. And he's been doing it for years, and he's no longer brown. His arms are red. No hair.
Wow, that's fucking yummy.
Oh,
so anyway, Matt motherfucking Lee's here orders the hottest thing on the menu.
Nice.
And the sauce, and I love
at
hot
an
food.
Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
It was no. It was at a British.
That's ballsy.
No. It was at a British pub, but it was like curry night. So I was like,
still,
I want this.
Still,
one.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah.
Because when I go to like a chicken wing place here, I'll order medium to hot. Like I can down hot.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll take the hottest one there, thinking that you know there are going to be parts of because even when you order like a hot like pasta dish. There are parts of it that are hot and other parts that are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can balance it out other than a chicken wing and then you're going to burn your face off. But goddamn do I love chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're
so
big.
Oh, I'm right with you there.
Oh,
you know the best wings in the city that I've found yet?
What's
Morty's.
That?
Morty's.
Okay, yeah.
Morty's are good, are they?
Morty's are really good.
Morty's, dude, three wings is a meal, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Morty's, and it's funny you should mention Morty. I totally forgot about them. But Franklin or Wings Up.
Oh, yeah, I love Wings
on
Up.
On Franklin, yeah.
Wings Up on Franklin and Morty's. Those are the two best wings. But you know what? Mussolini's had great, good wings, too.
My thing with the wings.
The old sports world. Yeah.
There are two things I need for my chicken wing.
Okay.
I need an insanely crunchy outer skin experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I need it fucking disgustingly doused in sauce.
Hmm. Okay.
Like,
I'm a little bit different.
If you don't bring me wet naps with them, you're not doing it right.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
When I eat chicken wings, it's not chicken. If I want chicken strips tossed in hot sauce, I'll eat them with a knife and fork. Chicken strips, right?
Yeah.
When I eat a wing, it's like ribs.
Mm, okay.
Soak those motherfuckers. I want to get it all over me.
You eat like a fucking Roman.
Because that's the time to do it. So a chicken wing that is like, that's my only beef with Wings Up, and I love Wings Up. But because the most of their business is takeout or delivery, by the time it gets to me, it's not crispy. So that being
said, I always go pick them up.
My favorite wing
for that reason
is Montana's.
I haven't.
This may be because a friend of mine is the head chef at the one of the Montana's locations,
and you're in love with him.
So he knows how I like the wings. Yeah. But those, because they do them with the cornmeal, like the own batter they make themselves,
and you're in love with them.
So that shit is like, and I'm in love with them. Yeah. That shit is like crunchy, fucking disgustingly soaked in sauce.
Okay, I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Okay, I have.
Well, have you had a challenge? Wait, have you had Morty's wings yet, though?
Where's I think Morty's? We need to take him Morty's
out to Morty's. Morty's is on Queen and King. Or not Queen.
No, no,
University. University. King and...
King and University.
Is this the pool hall?
Right near... No, no. It's no. It's like a sports bar, almost.
Little sport bar. Right, King and University, near the 7-Eleven.
Right near...
Oh, I know where that shit is. I know you too, right?
You and your Slurpees. Come again.
For the record, no one in my family owns a goddamn 7-Eleven, okay?
That's a shame, Goku.
I am not fucking Akbar in the back of the counter. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's a shame, because I'd love to
Ain't no hawking on my bread.
Dude, that's a shame, because I'd love to get a discount on my Slurpees, buddy.
Come here. I want to slap the shit
out
of you. But wait. Let's not get angry. We were talking about delicious food.
Okay, no, wait. Love, okay, we're talking about delicious food. Go. The only thing I got to say is Philly cheesesteak, Flanagan's. Best one in town. Real steak, nice. Real cheese.
There's also...
Best motherfucker. I get it every time.
I had their wings in one time, and they were delicious.
Yeah, you were down with the wings?
But I asked him to make them extra crispy, and you know what he did? He made them extra crispy.
That's right.
Nothing's worse than going to a restaurant and fucking ordering something and...
If you go there...
Was it extra and burnt?
But you know what? I almost like my food burnt. Almost.
If you're going to get a Philly cheesesteak at Flanagan's, though, tell them that I sent you.
All right, because you get it bigger and better?
You'll get it bigger and better.
No, he's going to charge you twice as more.
Yeah, I'd be like, you pay $5 extra, asshole.
You sent from Jeff? Oh, yes. You get double.
That bastard slows me for his bar tab.
I pump that fucking sandwich every chance I get because it's the goddamn best ever.
So you know where we're going right after this podcast.
Cheese
right?
And meat, man. That's right. If you guys want a Philly, we'll go.
We should go eat after this.
I haven't had dinner.
Cool.
All right.
Then let's go get it.
Fucking
they'll be happy.
Boys, I just want to say I fucking love to eat. Like,
I can see that.
It shows. I'm getting fat, right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, listen. Here's what happened to me, though. Like,
I mean, you're in no way pushing maximum density. Your center of gravity is not as low as some others.
But you're not as tight as you are in those pictures that you got when you first come in.
Yeah, I don't have massive man boobs, and I can get my jeans on. I just got a big belly. But it came out of nowhere.
When it gets you good.
Like, there was a time where I was like, I can remember the last time where I would eat or drink something.
How old, 28?
Yeah, 28. Yeah, so I'm at the part where my body's like, fuck you too!
Dude, you've been living with the same woman for how long?
One gina.
Almost 3 years.
There you go.
Funnily enough, she was talking to her, one of her really good friends, and saying that her friend's boyfriend did the same thing.
Yeah.
They met, he was a beanpole.
Of
the
course!
The more comfortable you get with your woman,
the harder it is
you
to stay
You got a
thin.
Little bit of a belly. We're comfortable.
We all
men.
Do. We all
do, Brady.
We
Mine's
all
getting
guts.
Bigger and bigger. But I
used to have a six pack. Now I got a fucking keg.
That's right. But I can remember the last time that I went through like a McDonald's drive-thru. I was like, oh man, I shouldn't eat this shit. I shouldn't eat this shit. But I can remember the last time that I was like, fuck it, who cares? I'm skinny. Now look at me.
Now look at you.
Now look
at
me. And I still want me a big
But man. The I'm nice so thing, the best part, is that your lady is still thin.
It's true. Nice. She doesn't mind me having a belly. She said no man boobs.
That's right. Nice.
That's it.
I can respect that.
You know
you
what?
I absolutely respect that.
I've blossomed up to 260 pounds and I've worked my way back down. Right. Now I'm about 230 roughly.
Yeah.
And I mean, in my own defense.
But when we started, I was 190.
Right.
So from 190 to 260.
Back to 230.
Because when you're a single man, you don't eat, really.
No.
Oh, I do.
You hang out with your. I mean.
Did you?
Like when I was a single man living alone, I'd eat, but I wouldn't sit down and eat like a meat. I would drink a lot of beer, perhaps indulge in some drugs.
Perhaps.
And I was a skinny, skinny dude.
Sorry. Yeah. I've always been damn sexy.
Now I'm healthy. You know what I mean? And I would love me a Big Mac right now.
He's insulated. He's going to be warm in the wintertime.
That's right.
I'll lose all my weight this summer, and then
I want to. I think
and then by this time next year, I'll probably be.
You got the height for 200, 220, 230, though.
That's my natural,
right?
200 is easily naturally.
Yeah. That's the key. Is
the height
what your height is, and
it's pretty easy for me to work out why I'm getting chubby though, because when I was a beanpole, I played on a soccer team and played 2 times a week. Yeah. I worked where I was on my feet all day.
You didn't work in an office.
Yeah, now I work in an office. I sit at a desk.
As soon as you... Oh, Lord.
They call, at work, they refer to it as the Department of Defense 20, meaning as soon as you start there, everybody gains about 20 pounds.
Absolutely.
Sure. When I went
what
do you
do? Name every office chair a fucking fat mobile.
Right. And I mean, now that I work...
As soon as you start sitting next behind a desk...
Well, now I work 4 to midnight. before we had a cafeteria where they could make you sandwiches and soup and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Which wasn't good food. Like,
dude, you're late for work.
Here's when I was... No, not today, son. Here's when I was done with that place. You ready for this? It's expensive in there. But it's in a building where it's convenient. Of course, they're going to charge you more. I get that. The last time I went there, and I kid you not, the last time I went there for anything other than like a bottle of water or a coffee was when I paid $5.75 for 4 chicken strips.
Oh.
And they charged me extra for the dipping sauce.
Rat bastards.
Man, every fucking food has a dip. And every goddamn right. establishment that serves right. food should automatically serve it with a goddamn
well,
dip.
You'd
and if
Britain
they
now.
Don't, and they charge you more for that?
Dude, you'd hate Britain. You go to McDonald's in Britain. If you want ketchup, it's 10 cents extra.
I got a trick. I got a
Not
trick.
Not in Britain here, dude.
Is it really?
Some of the Wendy's are actually, if you want, let's
All
say you
them.
Order a Caesar salad, right? And you ask for an extra dressing. They're like, okay,
they
that's 20 cents extra.
But
yeah.
almost dressing, I can almost get because dressing is a little more expensive. But I just
it's
order fries
condiment.
And you want to charge me 10 cents for a fucking package of ketchup? Fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. at least we get our going. Ketchup for free here.
I swear, Ray Kroc would just roll over in his grave.
Who the hell's Ray Kroc?
The fucker that started McDonald's.
It's true.
Ah.
Hey, man, I worked at McDonald's once. You know what that means?
So die.
Here's what we can say then. The Reverend and I were unequivocally...
I've never worked at McDonald's yet. I know who Ray Kroc is.
Yeah.
Listen, the Reverend and I unequivocally were once, at one time, we were chefs at the most successful restaurant in the world.
Yeah, and I think we've told some stories yes. about how we treated our customers.
That's true.
I do believe... We were on nuggets
folks,
and fish.
Yeah,
folks, if you ever want to wonder what self-justification at its best sounds like, there it is.
Yes. I gotta pee. I gotta be a woman
okay.
and take a
piss. Well, I got a question, anyways.
Okay.
So, ask your question, and we'll ponder it.
Here's
got
my
nine
question.
Minutes.
Yeah, we got 9 minutes. My okay. question is, I live underneath who we think is a lesbian,
nice.
And the other one's just a slut.
Nice.
Both great people in their own right.
Wonderful neighbors.
Nobody's yeah. judging you.
Well,
ladies.
For another 2 weeks. No, they're horrible because they wake
Can
up
I,
my baby, and I hate
dude,
them. Yeah, do your thing.
Dude, I'm gonna piss my pants.
Yeah,
okay,
get
fair
the
enough.
Hell out
okay,
of here.
Okay, go.
Just bring a beer back. I need another.
Nice.
I'm up.
I'm good.
All right.
Nope. 1, 2.
So
obviously drank it. Sorry.
So my question, I guess, to you, Dan, is so. Anyways, recently there was a new guy that moved in. He's probably the fourth guy to move in with the slut.
Okay.
And I got to talking to him today. I was outside. I was cleaning up dog poop and cigarette butts and whatnot from myself. You know, not a whole lot. Just.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever got knocked over during the
sure.
rain the other day.
Yep.
And I'm talking to him, and I like him. You know, he's a nice guy.
Okay.
He actually knows my cousin.
Did you tell him he was the fourth?
That's the question.
Ah.
What? You know, we're in the middle of a conversation, and I'm kind of talking to him, and I know he's sleeping with this girl, the slut.
Proud of him.
Who literally, it was probably maybe at the most 3 days. From one guy to the next. From when I seen one guy
wow.
to when he moved in.
Okay, so some high turnover there.
Three days. But I like him, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm only there for a couple more weeks, so I'm not committed to him in any way.
None whatsoever, but he's still a cool guy.
He's a nice guy. Now, do I want to cause shit and say, dude, I got to tell you, you know, because I like you, this is what you're dealing with.
You know what? Ask you. I have an answer for that, but before I give you my answer, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. If you were that guy, and he was you, what would you want him to do?
I'd want to know.
Okay. There's your answer.
Okay.
And quite Fair frankly, enough. The way you just put it to me and all our listeners out there is exactly the way you should put it to him. Look, dude, I think you're a cool guy.
And just this is why I'm going to tell
this
you.
This is why I want to tell you this.
She's a fucking hose bag. Get the hell out because you've probably already got something.
Heads up. And you know what?
Or just wrap it up.
Chances are he already knows.
I don't know, man. He's from up north, 14 hours away.
Ah.
You know, I don't know. I don't even know how she roped him in.
Long distance.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, look at this. We asked for a couple of beers. Matt brings us a case.
No.
Wow. All right. That's cool.
The Lucky Boys.
The case. That's what happens when you have a couple of 200-plus pounders.
Hey, I'm helping. I'm helping.
You're not 200-plus.
You're leading by example, Maddie.
It's true.
Yeah.
I always picture them putting me on The Biggest Loser. You know that scene they do where they show you what you'll look like in 20 years if you don't stop being a fat fuck? I'm always like, that's so me, because I'm on this gradual scale. I'm going to be a huge fat motherfucker, but, you know.
When
you
I
know,
went out, it only took me, I only worked in sales really, well, no, I worked in sales for years, but my first job, to go from about 200 to 260, it only took me 8-9 months.
Yeah, it's not hard to believe.
Yeah. And that's when it's, but because I'm tall, it was
you
only
can carry
the last.
It,
it was only the last 20 pounds that started to show.
What are you? 6'1", 6'2"?
6'2".
6'2", yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you finish your tale? Did you finish your story?
Yeah, yeah. We, yeah, I, th- yeah, we I think we came to a resolution. Basically, this is how it goes.
I don't think we should tell him because I think.
Well, no, I'll tell him quickly, really quick. Here's the rundown. I got a slut and a lesbian living above me.
Right.
The slut goes through a lot of different guys. I know the guy that just moved in, like within a couple weeks ago. He's at least number four to live there with the slut.
In how long?
In less than a year.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
That's high turnover.
Like, yeah. That's a lot of work for a boy to get to the point where he moves in, too.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think, right? But then again, he's from 14 hours north of here. And mm-hmm. now he also works with my cousin.
Oh, there's a dynamic.
I just found
know.
That out. Yeah. I kind of dropped that a little bit, but it's not a big deal to me because...
What,
cool
you don't
shit.
Like your cousin?
No, my cousin's awesome, so okay. I can't do any wrong. so basically, it was kind of like I got to talking to him today. I really like this guy. He's normal, right? Like
right.
Just fucking straight up, hardworking,
do you
normal
like,
he's
dude.
He's a good guy.
He came up to me and said, hey, listen, I know you got a kid. If there's any noise issues, I want you to talk to me. I said to him, I said, listen, I want it fucking quiet by 9 o'clock. And he was like, no problem. You know, so as that went on.
Is he cooler than me?
No.
Do you like him more than me?
You are so goddamn insecure.
I'm not
going to
ask
him
to
the. he's fair skinned and pale.
He can't come to the podcast. Yeah, fuck this guy.
Here's Matt getting jealous.
Listen,
guys.
He was nice enough to invite to one of our shows. He's not.
Fair enough, okay.
He's not someone I'm going to hang out with. But I
damn
respected
right.
him, right?
From you feel better, Matt?
Me. Yeah, I will okay. kill this
so,
guy.
So at the end of the rundown, yeah. I'm like, I didn't tell him. The lady that you're with now is a fucking whore, man.
Right, and where
so
does the
question becomes,
should
by
you
not
told?
Telling, are you an asshole?
Yeah.
I guess. Is this an I'm an asshole thing or not?
Well,
maybe,
so,
maybe. Let me play it to you like this then, okay?
I didn't say it.
I gave him my answer.
Okay.
My thing was asking him a question, and I said to him, okay, if you were him and he were you, would you want him to tell you?
Maybe.
And he said, yeah, absolutely, I would want to know.
I think right now you can leave it alone a little bit.
I'm leaving in
but
like
I think
less than 3 weeks.
But you're moving out.
Moving
then
out
it's not your
in less
beef.
Than 3 weeks.
But yeah. If within that 3 weeks he's like, listen, I'm so in love with this girl, I think I'm going to buy her a ring, then you should be like, actually.
So maybe I should take him out for a beer.
Check out
say,
the return
dude,
policy on the ring.
If he's cool enough to have a beer.
Here's what you should, if he comes to your Sally Chancellor show, definitely have a beer with him. If the natural progression of the conversation turns to, I think I love this girl and I'm going to marry her, you may want to be like, listen, bro, I don't know you at all, but she's had a lot of dudes.
There's a lot of cock in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
for
so
sure.
You know.
She's been kissed a lot. Yeah.
Not kissed.
Like, do you taste dick when you kiss her is what you have to
because
ask.
You should. There's a lot of semen coursing through that.
I mean, as repugnant as it sounds, guys, I think what we're seeing here is a sensitive side to the Reverend. I mean, as much as he hates the lovey-dovey
it's
shit,
true.
it's a moral dilemma.
He is right. caring.
Ethical.
Because it's not really your business.
No, I always say that I care. I do care about people. I just hate them being so stupid.
Right.
Yeah,
and stupidity. Because essentially and technically and theoretically, we don't know that she's a slut.
No, we know.
Wait a minute. Four guys.
No, but wait. I know. I'm just saying.
That kind of qualifies, dude.
I'm just saying from a hypothetical standpoint because you don't actually know the truth.
This is the legal Matt coming out.
Maybe she picked four dudes in a row that were fucked up. And she's just so desperate to be Sandra Bullock and While You Were Sleeping that she just moves them in right away.
Actually, okay.
Maybe.
We got a couple minutes left. My sermon this week was going to be about, for the fellas out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're always dealing with fellas. I'm not too concerned with the ladies. Ladies, I love you.
Especially you busty ladies.
What I was going to say.
I'm so completely.
And the sermon this week was going to be about, guys, listen, until you put that ring on, or until, not even that, until you know that you've got, and until you're with a girl that doesn't send up any red flags, bang as many as you can. And just keep doing it.
Fair enough. The Reverend, you know, is a man of his word.
That's, I'm not lying. You know, my wife knows I was a whore before I was with her. And
it's fair.
I met her. No red flags went up. So I was like, hey, I don't have to sleep around anymore.
So let me
say. I found my one vagina.
If you like it, you better put a ring on it.
Yeah.
If you like it, you better put a ring
on
it.
You better put a ring on it.
That's right.
That's fair.
My girl started talking about diamond rings and shit.
18 years this year. 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
Four
just,
boys.
Just don't write a Facebook post about it.
I've been with the same girl almost 9 years.
Fucking crazy? I'm damn that shit. How many relationships you know that started off in 92 that are together today?
That's great. I mean, don't ever think that me calling you a pussy for saying it publicly means that I'm demeaning a relationship, because that's awesome.
Or your relationship.
Right,
he's not demeaning
I mean.
Your relationship.
Yeah, when I called you a pussy, I wasn't demeaning your relationship.
He's just calling you out on saying something.
You notice a trend here, guys? There's just a name he has for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. First,
he was tall. How tall are you, Dan?
I'm 6'3", 245 pounds.
So you think we might have to have a spar match at our little wrestling event too, then?
You know, if you want, you can jump up and bite.
I would love to see the FBI versus Matt motherfucking Lee.
Could you imagine?
The problem is,
it would be like the midgets that just run around and try to bite the other guy's ass.
Dude, we'd have to come up with a few tricks where you go to punch and I slide under your leg.
Slide under the leg.
It's like, it would be. And then he bites you in the ass.
Well, you know the problem, though. The problem with that is with Matt and I sparring is that for some fucking reason, as much as he's pissed me off over the years.
Has he pissed you off that much?
Is and as annoying as the man is. I got to tell you, there's a kind of fucking soft spot in my heart for this guy, because anybody who goes up against him, if they want to go to their Matt Leeds, they got to get through me first. So
that's true. Oh, dude, that brings me to such a beautiful story that we can close on this.
Which
week.
One?
All right.
With you sticking up for me. Do you remember this?
Just
quickly before I forget.
Dude, I stick up for you when you're not around, so let's narrow the universe
dude,
down a little bit.
Dude, that's another story. You guys fucked me. I had two stories this week, and you guys fucked me.
How did we fuck you?
Oh, we didn't. I'm just okay.
All right, so continue.
All I got to say is talent recognizes talent, I think.
Fair enough.
So go on.
Okay, so there was recently, we'll go into that. We'll go into this story and then into that story.
All right.
Recently, we may go over, but you know what? I'm fucking tired of you fucking people. Nobody writes to me anyway. Write to me and tell me over an hour is too long, and we won't go over an hour. We have an interesting guest. We're having a good time. We're going to go over a little.
Absolutely.
Fuck you. Turn it off.
Turn it off, man.
Yeah.
We're just
fucking
here jamming.
If you're a vegetarian but you still eat fish, turn it off.
You know what vegetarian.
Weak.
An old Indian word. You know what it means?
Pussy.
Sucks at hunting.
Yeah! Oh, that is sucks at hunting.
Skinny, pale.
Dude, you guys got to get in on this with me. I started this on one of the... PopSyndicate.com has a forum where our friends at Misinformation have their own page, whatever.
Sweet.
So they added a Legend in My Spare Time page.
Cool.
So I have to talk you into registering and you into registering. And just stop in once in a while and interact with people.
I'll do it all the time.
We've got a couple messages from people being like, usually podcasts suck,
but
I really
like
yours.
When did I stick up for
you? Okay, so that story about you sticking up for me. Why was I going there? But anyway, check out PopSyndicate.com. Look for Misinformation, and you'll find us as well. We'll all be there. You can interact with us.
Absolutely.
So we had, so you stuck up for me at the boathouse. I showed up with Alex Tintinelli.
I remember.
After a rehearsal, and it was just the open stage, of course. And this was one of the quiet nights where Dave K was in charge.
Yes.
And Dave was like, boys, there's nobody here. Please go up and fucking play.
Yeah.
So we got up and played. We were goofing around, laughing. This guy takes us out back. Sorry, we were out back.
Having a smoke.
And this guy comes out, and we're just hanging out. I think we were just talking to you, weren't we?
Yeah, we were just hanging out, jamming.
So you and Tintinelli?
Yeah, and Dan. We're all just chilling out, talking, whatever. And this guy, who was completely, like, literally smashed, is just like, that was fucking terrible. Because we were up there doing medleys, and we made a couple mistakes, and we would just start over.
We
like
were jamming, man.
Like, you laugh it off.
It was literally me and Alex playing in front of Dan and a bunch of other
and
friends.
And honestly, actually, you know what? It sounded great. It really did.
Like,
it really did. You know what? You could tell they were trying different things with the medley,
right.
And there was nobody that wasn't enjoying it.
No,
except for this fucker.
And again, we only did it this way because the room was full of friends. If it was full of paying crowd members like tomorrow
that's different.
Night, I wouldn't have fucked around, but we were goofing around.
It's open stage,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Open mic, man.
So this guy starts lecturing me out back saying, you guys should be ashamed of yourself. You don't show any pride in your music. You guys were just fucking around up there. And I was like, whoa, 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 you don't know me. Don't tell me I don't have pride in my music, ever, because you don't. You can tell me I'm an asshole, and I can't argue.
Actually, I wish I had the pride in my music that he has in his music and you have in your music, to tell you the truth.
But you will. That comes with time.
You do. And we're going to plug your band by the end of this, too.
Exactly. And I've heard you play, and you should be proud of yourself.
Yes, you should.
And I've heard people play where I'm like, mm-mm. I've heard you sing, and you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you, brother.
Because you're up there, and you're doing it. I know we joked about you being an Indian man that sings Bon Jovi. But you sing. Yeah. I mean,
you already see the humor.
Yeah, I fucking hate Bon Jovi, but you sing the fuck out of Bon Jovi. That's so
right. I'm wanted dead or alive, you know.
If you feel it, and you know it, and you do it well.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it, yeah.
Keep so, doing. Again, I can do a
show. Yeah, this guy was a real fucking asshole. I mean,
so he's basically yelling at me. Saying that I should be ashamed of myself, and that this was also the guy who pushed his way on the stage. Do you remember him played drums with us?
Played drums with you, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. He comes up to the front of the stage and he's like, "Can I play drums?" And me and Alex simultaneously are like, "No,
no, I wasn't."
So
there.
He walks up on the stage and sits on the drums and starts playing along, but he's playing along terrible, so bad in fact that Alex and I both stop mid song, turn around and look at him, and we're like, "What are you doing?" And he says to me on the stage.
I was having a bourbon at this point.
He says to me on the stage, he says, "I'm embarrassed. Please don't make me leave."
Yeah.
Is this after he gave you shit?
No, no, no. This is before. Oh, so then we get out back and he starts yelling at me, saying that, you know, we didn't take it seriously. And then he talks about, "I fucking toured with Pete Townsend. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself."
Oh, I love this guy.
He's like, "I played in front of 20,000 people." And Alex is like, "Well, I bet you weren't playing the drums,
yeah,
asshole.
I was fucking your wife while you did."
So anyway, he keeps just harping on
me. Well, little Alex is a kickboxer now, too.
Yeah, he is. So he would fuck him up if he had to. But, like, again, to this guy, I'm like, "Fuck you, you drunk." Until he's like, "You don't have any passion." At which point, I'm like, "You just kind of got personal. You don't know me. Like, whatever."
You're really pushing the Matt
Lee's
buttons.
Right, so then we get inside because I decide to just go ignore this guy.
Actually, and to Matt's credit, actually, usually he won't walk away from this type of thing, but he was trying to walk away from this guy.
Right, because it's like
it was going to turn physical.
Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
it's
was.
It's a really old drunk man. He's either going to hit me or I'm not going to hit him first because I'm not that guy.
He wasn't that old, man. He was like.
Was he?
No, he was.
Maybe he just looked.
Late 30s, early 40s.
He just looked old because he was so haggard and angry. Like,
I'm that guy.
What's that?
I'll hit anybody.
Well, that's fair. Push,
but if it comes down to that, it's like, yeah,
I'm so
fuck
proud.
You.
And the other guy doesn't know this, but his problem was the boathouse, everybody in that room was my friend.
Yeah.
So if it got to the point that one person was like, "Yo, this guy just jumped Matt Lee's," I'm not trying to be braggadocious,
no.
But that whole bar would have emptied out, and that guy would have been off of me in seconds. And I'm just saying that because it's a fact. Like,
well, they would have dragged him off and thrown him out to the street. Right?
There are places you can pick a fight with me, and I'll be outnumbered. The boathouse is not one of them. So I go back inside, and I'm just kind of talking with Dan, and I start telling Dan, I'm like, "Yo, this guy's totally giving me a hard time." So the guy comes inside, still kind of giving me shit and yelling at me.
What did I say? I said, "Okay. Stand behind me."
Hey, yeah, he's like, "Stand behind me, I got you." So, of course, little Welsh dude, I'm like, "I'm going to stand by this guy.
I work for the FBI." Yeah. Actually, I am the FBI.
And you gave him the best speech ever. He goes over to him and he's like, "Hey, do you understand the concept of blood pressure?" And the guy's like, "What? Yeah?" And he's like, "You go near this guy and my blood pressure goes up. Stay the fuck away from him." And I was like, "What's up now?"
That's right. Yeah.
Anytime Matt, you come back, motherfucker.
Matt started doing the running man.
Because, even when you started the sentence,
baby.
I was like, "Blood pressure? What?
Where the fuck is he going?"
Yeah, and then
this?
When you finished, I was like,
"Every time you come within a two foot fucking radius of my boy here, my blood pressure goes up, so I suggest you get the fuck out of my face."
I think you said that. Step the fuck off.
Step the fuck off.
So I suggest you step the fuck off. And then he said, what did the guy say to me? "Hey, man, I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. I'm sorry." And I was like, "Yeah, you were."
Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
You're a complete dick.
There's no way you can, like, again.
Was he bigger than you, Matt, just by
no,
just
I think
as
he was
no.
About the same size.
About
as me.
The same size,
but I'm not
but
a physical
drunk.
Guy at all. The last thing on my mind is
ever hitting.
But you
know what was interesting
somebody.
About the
you're,
guy?
You're
I'll
not
tell
threatening,
you what.
No.
I was a bouncer for 3 years in Toronto. And the one thing that concerned me about the guy that he had next to zero, he had like 0% body fat. Okay? So when you see someone like that, you know, number one, they've got a lot of stamina, a lot of strength, and...
Or they're just a raging alcoholic who drinks more than they eat, right?
Right.
And,
no, absolutely.
In which case, it's the opposite. They're weak.
Yeah. But
I'm always looking for the natural assets.
As a bouncer, you would think of them as the worst adversary.
You always got to think of the worst case scenario.
Yes.
Right, like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that guy got No, he got told. And then that. He apologized to me and told me he wasn't trying to be rude. And I was like, yeah, you were. At least own it. Like, you were trying to be rude to me and you got schooled. There have been times where I've thought I was the tough guy and I got schooled.
Time's raining. What's the next story you want
to read? Oh, the other story was I got an email from a girl who was at the boathouse recently.
All right.
Yeah. She said the table behind her were talking about somebody and saying, like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. He thinks he's fucking a rock star. Yeah, it turns out it was me. But she said the funny part of the story was they all decided to mock me by singing one of my songs.
Okay.
I love it.
But
that's
she said,
fucking great.
She said the funny part was they knew all the words.
Nice.
She's like,
nice. Was it Lois Lane?
No, I don't know what. She didn't tell me what song. But it was just, I don't even know the girl. Like,
had
just,
to be Lois Lane.
She just happened to write to me on Facebook and tell me that she turned around and stuck up for me.
That's
she was
killer.
Like, wait,
that's,
what are you?
That's fucking
she's like,
awesome.
Are you talking about Matt Lees? And they were like, yeah. And she's like, you don't know a damn thing about him. A lot of people love that guy's music. So I suggest you watch your mouth. And then they're just like, whatever. And she's like, oh, and I also did notice that you knew all the words, you cunts.
Bitches.
So yep. That's just, you know.
Rectum damn near killed him!
Hey-oh. Big Love is here when he's even
gotta
when he's
throw
not.
It out every episode.
Because Big Love may never be here again, I guess.
Why not? Why not? Does he live somewhere else?
I have no idea.
Who's Big Love?
Big Love is one of the cast members of Legend. He's in Dave K's band. Shoes in the Dryer, the band that I'm in with them.
Okay.
Dresses as Gene Simmons a lot. Wears a leather Harley Davidson vest a lot.
You've seen him and talked to him.
Yeah, if
he's about your height. He's tall, bald head, big gut.
Yes.
You know him.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He's one of the Boathouse crew.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, I mean, Jesus, you want to see any of us, come down to the Boathouse.
That's right. If you're local, which most of you are not,
and
if you're ever local, come to the Boathouse.
Or if you want to hire a band.
We got three in the room right now.
We got three in the room, including Rushing In, who's frontman is Mr. Dan, the Dan Enigma.
The Dan Enigma.
You know what?
What was yours?
I forget.
Jeff Rodesiak?
Jeff Rodesiak.
No.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
The Jeff Rodesiak.
Hey. You hear that, ladies?
Oh, damn. I had to fucking triple cheers
Brown
that son
Thunder.
Of a bitch.
That's
Brown
what it was.
Thunder. If that isn't a porn name, I don't know what
Dude,
is.
That's fair.
Brown Thunder. My sister got married. Her name's Nina. And actually, her name's Rohina. I couldn't pronounce that when I was a little kid, so I said, fuck it, Nina. And it stuck.
Enough. Like me with Dan, pretty much.
You know, and when she got married and her last name's Fuller, I'm like, Nina Fuller. I don't like that name for my sister.
No. So then you killed the guy and now he's in a ditch somewhere? Basically?
No. Actually, the funny thing is, I love my brother-in-law to death. He is a cool son of a bitch. The only reason I say that is because he can hack my ass off.
Brother-in-law, if he would come out of hiding. Dan wants to say hi and have a beer with you.
When I lived in North Carolina, they came down to visit once, and they were having a play fight on the beach, kind of getting wrestling. And you know how couples do, you know, getting ornery and all that, trying to whatever. And all of a sudden, I had a couple of bourbons in me. maybe more than a couple.
More than a couple. A Dan version of a couple.
Hard liquor, smoked, as every man should drink.
You know, smoked a couple of bowls, and all of a sudden I see someone, and I didn't remember who the fucker was.
You just saw some dude on your sister.
Yeah, I saw some dude on my sister.
Oh, shit.
So I just walked up to him, and I picked him up and walked. Threw him over my shoulder and walked over to a trash receptacle and stuck him in head first. I said, I don't know who the fuck you are, boy, but don't fuck with my sister.
In the southern accent.
Dude, that's funny because...
You give me bourbon, my southern accent. Even mentioning the fucking word bourbon, my southern accent comes up. And my sister walks up to me and said...
That's my husband, you dick.
Yeah. It's okay, I'm in love with him. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I once did that to an Indian kid that I went to high school with. Little, tiny, scrawny kid. Who's
put
now
him in
a
dumpster?
Who's now a pretty established local musician as well. Mandipal Jandu, anybody aware?
Actually, I've heard that name.
I went to school with Mandipal. I've known Mandipal a long time.
I think I got an invite to her show at Mills.
He calls me
his weekend.
He refers to me as his big white brother.
Nice.
In high school, he would do certain like projects with me. And I'd be kind of one of the guys, only because I was bigger than him. I was not a tough guy.
He's Indian?
Yeah, but I'd be one
I'm
of the guys.
I'm jealous now.
Well, fair enough.
I thought I was the token brown man in this man's life.
Oh, no, you really are. You really are. That's fair. Because I haven't seen the guy in 10 years.
All right, so when did you go on?
I just mean, in high school, he was one of the kids that I'd be like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't Mr. Popular in high school, but I was known enough that if I was like, hey, leave him alone.
Yeah.
You're cool in the
people
gang.
Leave him alone.
You're cool, yeah, exactly. You're cool in the gang.
The one, so this one
you
time.
You had enough credibility to step the fuck out.
That's right. So this one time, little Mandipal decided to backhand me in the balls.
I love the name, Mandipal.
Mandipal.
And
so
him in the balls.
I decided to pick him up and stick him head first in a garbage can. Because he was a little dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I'm just saying. I don't know why we came to that. Because
it was
dude
satisfying,
in the garbage can.
Wasn't it?
It was fun. Because he's just
was,
like,
it was,
get me out of here! Fucking guy.
It's pretty funny.
He wasn't Indian at all. He didn't have an accent. He was an Indian, but he didn't have an accent.
He was Canadian. So, okay,
right.
So kind of like me.
Yeah, you know how you fake it sometimes?
I fake it.
Only when you fake it, it's real. When he faked it, it would be like, bro, my Indian
accent. I don't know.
Better than
when Dan fakes it, it's intimidating. I don't know if it's real. It's intimidating.
What, my brown accent?
Let's
well,
hear it.
Depending
on
who you're talking to and how you're talking to them.
Hey, stay the fuck away from my sister, okay?
Okay. No.
You know
plug
the, funny
plug
thing
the podcast in your Indian accent.
My plot, but the
this
podcast.
One. This one. Yeah.
Legend in my spare time, baby. If you want the podcast of the century, you know. You will come over here and you will listen to the podcast called, what is it?
Legend.
Legend in
my
spare time.
Very nice.
And if you don't,
fuck you.
Then you are no good chicken.
No good chicken. You know what the funniest part is? That Dan gets the face.
Yeah, he does.
He gets the lip.
He looks.
No,
he seriously does.
Chicken.
He gets right in the character. You're almost an actor. Almost.
I am actually. I've produced. I've directed. I've acted.
We have some actors that listen.
Wonderful. So. To all you actors that listen, don't give up the dream, fuckers. If you're gonna go through hell, go through it like a fucking freight train, baby.
Tell us about Rushing In.
Rushing In. Rushing In is a group that actually was formed, but I'm actually going to plug something else.
Just plug yourself, son.
Listen, guys, I'm a 40-year-old fuck that loves Indian. Drinking and smoking and playing music.
Fair enough, do it.
So if you ever want to come out, I love Tuesday nights at the open mic night at the Boathouse.
We all do.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But
I am working on my first
tonight.
Album, and my initial introductions to the entire World Wide Web will definitely be through none other than Matt Lees's podcast.
That's right.
And it's in prep. I'm working on my first album. It's acoustic rock with vocals ranging from anywhere from soft to right fucking hard.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you have a dream, guys, don't let anybody fucking tell you
Amen.
That you can't do it. Okay.
Right.
If somebody says, if you have a dream and somebody says to you, you know what? That will never work. Ask that motherfucker, how many shoes you got? How many shirts do you got? How many pens do you have? All of these products, there's tons and billions of them, but no one ever says that it'll never work. No, man. Mm-hmm. You got something, you want to say it, fucking put it out there. And you know what? Come down to the Boathouse, introduce yourselves to Matt Lees, and you know what? He will help you put it out there. So, guys,
Amen.
If it ain't... If it makes you passionate, just do it, guys.
Hey, listen. The girl from Speed 2 Cruise Control won an Oscar.
Thank you.
Anything's fucking possible.
Anything's fucking possible.
Anything. Dan.
Matt is playing in fucking Waterloo, Iowa.
That's right. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Anything. And this man, Dan, right here, got Matt Lees to play a Bon Jovi song on stage.
Actually, he did. As much as the man detests
and
Bon
did
Jovi.
I, but I, did I not tell you right away? I was like, I can't believe you made me fucking play Bon Jovi. Like I read the tab and I was like, I can't believe you're going to make me play
that. I can't believe you made me fucking play that shit.
I was like, I'm going to do this for you, but I can't fucking believe you made me do this.
He made it explicitly clear that it was for me and a favor and that he's going to call me on it.
Because I fucking hate Bon Jovi.
But I'm so proud of him.
Amen. So that being said, should we wrap up this week?
Listen, guys, I just want to tell you it's been a fucking rush being
Amen.
Here
Amen.
With the Reverend Jeff Davies
Amen.
And Matt Lees. It's been fucking rocking.
Now, that being said, as far
Thanks
as musically
lot,
speaking, as soon as there is any Dan-related news, we're your source.
Absolutely.
Just
there
keep
is,
us posted.
It's the primary source.
We'll keep them posted. If you get some music together, we'll throw it up for you.
Actually, that should be in the next couple of weeks.
Cool.
So.
Amen. And that being said, Bart from Muskogee, who's one of our listeners. Muskogee,
nice.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's not Bartholomew.
I'm gonna,
it
I'm
is
gonna,
Bart.
Bartel. Bartel.
Bartel.
Bartel.
I'm going to check my email again. I don't know whether he never got my message, but he never wrote back to me about whether or not we could play his song on the podcast.
Well, everyone's Why like not? 6 weeks behind, in a band down right?
there. Let's do it.
So he sent me a song. I want to play it on the show. Bart, send me your permission.
Bart, send me the permission.
I don't want to play it without your permission. So
Absolutely.
And we'll play it up here. And that being said, this has been an extended edition.
Another extended edition.
Another.
One of many extended
so
editions.
So we got. Let's. I got a new rule. There's no apologies.
No apologies.
No more promises.
No promises.
Because anytime we've made a promise, it's been like, we're not going to go over an hour anymore, I promise.
Well, you know what we should do? We should say, we're going to try.
We're going
to
try.
That's what I tell my wife every week. Dude. I'm going to try to be home.
It's going to be what it is.
But
it is.
Things happen.
Things happen.
The email is legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with me. If you have any words for these gentlemen, you can add them to Facebook. They're Facebook friends with me, so you can find them that way.
Absolutely.
Or if you have something they just have to hear, send it in an email to me, and I'll make sure they get it. Legendinmypodcast.blogspot.com. That's the site where you can get pictures from the shows and any little pertinent information like Tim's email that we feel like should be posted publicly.
Should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can join us on Facebook, too. Just search up Legend in My Spare Time.
I think Tim's email is going to be on YouTube pretty soon.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, Legend Podcast.
That's how you search it up on YouTube?
Yeah.
Amen. And we can announce
this now. Or Legend in My Spare Time.
Legend in My Spare Time, folks.
The YouTube tags and all that
now,
shit.
Now, the Reverend is also going to be the man that gets you guys for my upcoming road trip. I'm going to be sending the Reverend some video clips. And he's going to be throwing them on YouTube.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So you guys will be able to follow me across the states for a few exciting games like the Slurpee contest.
And if I hear from the 24-hour bond billsman that I have set aside for Matt Lease's security factors, then
you come get me?
I'll Amen. Update you on the podcast as well.
Amen. So all the way down the road, I'm going to be stopping in different cities and getting Slurpees. And you guys are going to hear the quality of said Slurpees based on where I am.
Be kind to Akbar. Mm-hmm.
I will.
And Apu.
I'd be like, hey, man, don't you know Dan from Canada?
You know Dan? Danesh.
I figured you guys all knew each other. I once had... Oh, I can't tell that story.
Here's a picture of
him. I once had a stripper in Montreal ask me if I knew her best friend, Annie, who lived in Kitchener.
Nice.
Andy.
Annie. Oh, if only it was Andy. I'd be like, yeah, I know Andy.
Every lady knows Andy.
So let's close on an Am I an Asshole.
All right.
Big Al from Waterloo, Iowa.
All right.
Who's a big man? Because big man. When you and I talked about wrestling Zach and Weller in a WWE style match,
yeah.
He said, "I can only assume that AK is your wild card, so I'm throwing my name into the wild card." And he gave me his measurements, and then he said, "I don't know how that works out in Canadian measurements, but I'm big and fat." So,
I don't know the metric, but
I don't know how your Canadian gay metrics work out, but I'm a big fat guy.
Are you familiar with pushing maximum density?
Also, the man who works. And runs the bar that Matt Lees is playing at in Iowa.
Awesome.
So thank you,
as long
Big
as he doesn't
Al.
Work Very for cool. John Deere, hey, Big Al must be a bitchin' dude.
He's paying me handsomely, too. So, Big Al, I love you.
Don't feel the love,
so anyway,
man. Feel
Big
the
Al
love.
Sent me this. Are you ready? So, you guys are going to decide whether or not Big Al's an asshole, okay?
All right.
I just laughed at a young girl who wiped out on her Razor scooter in front of my house.
That's so
Am
not
I an asshole?
That's not an asshole.
No, not at all.
That's not at all. I do
wait,
that.
Wait, but how young?
He doesn't say
like a child.
Funny. Doesn't
like,
matter.
Either way, it's funny.
Either way, it's funny.
Like, kids are supposed to fall.
You know, like, he's just had a kid.
I still fall.
If that's fair, but I mean, his kid's not getting on a scooter.
Oh, no. Okay, 15 months.
Right.
That's yeah, my just, boys are 10, 14, 19, and 21. Oh, no. And you know what? That shit's funny.
So if your 10-year-old wipes out on his scooter, it's funny.
Yeah.
You're like, walk it off, big guy.
I laughed. I laughed when my daughter fell off the couch and was on her head, and I had to go and pick her up. Because she was still on her head with her feet up in the air, rested on the couch, not knowing how to move.
Being a paramedic, I'm just going to ask you exactly how long was she on her head?
5 seconds at
most. No worries.
No.
So,
no, but the impact, dude, she's not heavy. She's 25 pounds. So she's not heavy enough with the height and weight
to hurt really, herself.
To do a spinal injury.
Like she's getting a tombstone and shit.
When I
see spine,
you know, as a digression, a real quick one, I had my wife up above my head trying to do the infamous
gypsy cabbage.
No. The infamous dirty dancing move in a lake.
Uh-huh.
And she grabbed my head instead of
which
arching
one?
Her back. My wife.
No. Which head?
She went straight down. It was a big hospital trip. But because of she was also a national gymnast before then.
Okay, so I've had a few beers.
For the
I've had a few beers.
No, hold on. It was so what terrifying. I got.
Wait. Let him finish.
Hold on. It was terrifying. But the hospital trip said no spinal damage whatsoever.
Wonderful.
Just muscles. But wonderful. She should have really been dead.
So she went down on you so hard,
straight
down, that she hurt her back.
I had her up. She fell behind me and. Straight down and hit her head. Yeah, straight onto her head.
That's a hell of a woman.
That's a hell of a woman.
Here's to Mrs. Reverend.
Here's to Mrs. Reverend. Reverend.
Amen. She's Mama tough, Reverend.
Dude. Oh, Mama Reverend.
Yeah. Scariest day of my life. Yeah.
I guess
that was crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we come,
full circle, I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a first circle. It's a
Brown Thunder.
Brown Thunder.
That's what brings us full circle.
You cold?
This has been Legend in My Spare Time. Hell I am your favorite, your hero, the Han Solo to the universe, Matt motherfucking Lees.
That's right.
This ladies. Man right here is
the Reverend Jeff Davies, also known as the Jeffrodisiac.
Oh yeah, Davies. And our guest this week. It took him 2 weeks to show up.
Hey, well, you know better.
He called in sick last week, but he's here now.
Danigma.
Brown Thunder.
Brown Thunder, baby.
Danigma.
Brown Thunder. Who we never actually finished our sentence about how we know each other. We met at the Boathouse, essentially.
Yeah, that's
we're local musicians who met at a jam, and now we drink.
You want to know more? Come down to the Boathouse.
Talent recognizes talent. That's all I got to say.
And he also tried to kill me once. So,
Or he wanted to.
He was going
to
kill me. All right. So
dude, if I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead by now.
We've all wanted to. See?
Yeah, it's true. Who hasn't? You know what? That being said, those two faders were your mics, motherfuckers. Fuck you. Matt Lees, out. Ladies and gentlemen, please get the fuck off my podcast. This has been Legend in My Spare Time. Goodbye.